New York and New Jersey are losing close to $115 million in medical research funding from the federal government caused by the across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester. Unlike furloughs on air traffic controllers, which Congress ended after complaints over flight delays, there aren't many consumers to complain about cuts in medical research. Scientists at major institutions like Rutgers and Columbia Universities say the sequester could set back medical research in ways that won't be felt for years. And as New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports, labs are already shutting down.
In biomedical research, momentum is everything.
If you turn off a lab, that lab doesn't recover.
Whether you're researching Alzheimer's disease, like Michael Shalansky at Columbia University.
Science is not something which you turn on and off like the faucet.
Or studying the genetics of schizophrenia, like Linda Brutsiewicz at Rutgers University.
It's not like something that you can just turn a switch off, let something sit for 9 months or a year, and turn the thing back on, and it's just like you never left it. No.
You just have to keep the science going, says Monica Driscoll.
Even a vacation is, you know, a two-week vacation costs you maybe a month of work in terms of momentum.
$1.5 billion have been cut from medical research funding in the U.S. by sequestration. That means every health institute in the country, the groups that fund research on cancer, autism, diabetes, their budgets will all be cut by 5%. The supplies they buy from U.S. companies, the consultants they hire, technicians, everything decreases by 5%. Francis Collins is the director of the National Institutes of Health. He oversees the $30 billion in taxpayer dollars that go to medical research each year. He says all agencies, except the Federal Aviation Administration, are getting hit the same way. No one can prioritize where to make the cuts.
Because of the way in which the sequesters are being applied, the flexibility that you might hope to have at a time of fiscal difficulties in our country is not being offered up.
He says about 20,000 jobs will be lost, close to 2,000 in New York and New Jersey alone, and hundreds of grants they wanted to fund will be cut off.
This has never happened before, actually, for a grant to get cut off, you know, midstream of the proposed work.
Monica Driscoll's molecular genetics lab at Rutgers University is looking at how exercise improves the quality of aging, lifespan, movement, memory loss. She was supposed to get a check in the mail on April 1st, but it hasn't come in yet.
My business office is starting to ask questions because I'm paying people off the expectation of the continuation of the grant.
And there's no guarantee the check will come, but she says she'll do everything she can to avoid letting people go. In the genetics department, the most junior researcher has been there for 11 years. That person's brain, Driscoll says, is the most important resource in any lab.
So in my brain, there are all these little odd things that don't fit, that are kind of floating around. I'm slowly trying to make them fit the little pieces of the puzzle.
Years can go by before she realizes a colleague can provide the missing detail.
I will want to ask my person, oh, but I remember that one funny thing. What is it? And they can go back to their notes and tell me precisely what it was. But when a person leaves, you lose this whole knowledge base.
Scientists say it'll take years, maybe a decade, before the country feels the effects of the sequester. There's little to no money to offer postdoctoral fellowships for people with PhDs who need lab experience. They worry it will lead to a generation of untrained scientists.
My name is Linda Lee, and this is my fourth month as a postdoc.
She's researching the causes of memory loss at Columbia University, but has decided to walk away from lab work.
Currently, I am planning on going into something more along the lines of science editing or science writing. I love science and I'm passionate about what I do in the research, but over the years, I have noted that the funding is very scarce.
Funding for medical research makes up less than 1% of the entire federal budget. In the past decade, it's been cut by 20%. For someone with a PhD who has worked in a lab for years, a good salary is $50,000. And scientists say they're spending less of their time in labs making discoveries and more time at their desks. Monica Driscoll's desk is completely covered in paper, piles and piles stacked 2 feet high on top of her desk and on the floor around it. She says she spends more time writing grants, competing for shrinking funding, and trying to find private funding for some of her projects that will be lost because of the sequester. But she's not losing hope.
We have some champagne sitting on my desk, uncorked, for the next great thing that happens.
Driscoll says they have to celebrate the little victories, like when or if the check that was due on April 1st ever arrives. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.